Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
With the pomp and circumstance in the introduction, it means it is, of course, time for us, those weekend golf guys. I am John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. He is at the Golf Cave, Edinburgh, Indiana, at Timbergate Golf Course. I am in the studio, and I just want to let you know, man, that I drove by your course twice this weekend.
And you did not stop to say hello.
I tooted both sides.
There's time. Look, I'm sure that whoever was in the car with you was not happy that you tooted.
No. The horn, buddy, the horn.
Oh, the horn.
Okay, I honked. That would be a much better way of putting it. But I've got to tell you, man, without casting aspersions upon your home, going from the southernmost point of the state of Indiana to the northernmost point of the state of Indiana is probably the most boring 4 hours I have ever spent in my entire life.
Come on. Didn't dodge all the potholes? That had to keep you busy.
I mean, and it'll be a great road, too, if they ever get it finished. I don't know what the state of Indiana's budget is for those road barrels, but they were everywhere.
Dude. That is the state mascot, corn and crows and orange barrels.
Man.
That's who we are.
Okay.
The Indy 500.
Yeah. Yeah, which is coming up in another couple
of weeks. Oh, in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've had a few of those recently.
Yes. Yes. And you pulled them off quite well. However,
it's just we got all these fields to park in, right? That's what it is. We got all the infrastructure. They need parking and they need buses. And we got the buses.
Somebody said, at least they have trees to look. I said, no, they don't. They have plowed fields. The corn hasn't even started to grow yet.
It's just corn.
It's dirt on both sides.
Once you get north of Columbus, that's where it just gets boring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From Columbus on south to Louisville, where you are, it's really pretty.
It is pretty. Yeah.
But north of Columbus, like 2 minutes north of Columbus.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Yeah. And once you get into Indiana, Indianapolis, it's never mind. But we were on our way to and from Grand Haven, Michigan. But
come on, it's near the lake. It's pretty.
It's near the lake. It is pretty. It's quaint. And there's a great golf course there that just opened. And we were there for the opening. That's why we were traveling. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about a few other things, too, when we come right back. We are those weekend golf guys. Hang out where you are at. We'll be right back.
Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys, facebook.com/golfguys.
You're still running your business on QuickBooks? QuickBooks? Well, it's more like quicksand. You know, the bigger your company grows, the faster you sink with outdated software that just can't keep up. And you know you want your company to grow as big as it can. Keep growing and growing and growing. So why are you using software you know you'll outgrow? You don't have time to spend dealing with manual processes like multiple systems delays, scrambling to get the numbers you need. You need to get on solid ground with NetSuite by Oracle. It's a scalable solution to run all of your key back office operations, no matter how big your company grows. That's what you're looking for. NetSuite helps you automate your key business processes. Close your books in a fraction of the time. Think days, not weeks. Right now, NetSuite's offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those who feel they're ready to graduate from QuickBooks. Head to netsuite.com/golfguys. That's special financing for you graduates at netsuite.com/golfguys. netsuite.com/golfguys.
You want to see how great a golf instructor Jeff Smith really is? It's very easy. $5golfclub.com. The number $5golfclub.com.
And it is us, those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. And mentioned we had traveled through Indiana twice this past weekend because we were driving up to Grand Haven, Michigan. for the grand opening of the Folds of Honors golf course. Now, you had we had Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney on about 3 months ago.
Friend of the show. Yep.
And he at that time told us that the course was going to open the first Sunday in May and that we were invited to the party. And we went. And we had a great time. And we played golf on the golf course Saturday afternoon at 4:10. And one of the questions that it conjured up in my head that we're going to revisit a little later in the show, Jeff, is how the heck do you play out of sand? I mean, I'm not talking about the sand, you know, next to the greenside bunkers. We've had many a little quick lesson on. But when you're in sand and you're still 200 yards away from the green, what do you do? Think on that, because those questions are going to be coming up, and hopefully you'll have some answers a little later on in the show. Before we go anywhere, though, I do want to ask you to send good thoughts, good vibrations, prayers, whatever you feel comfortable doing, our way for Intrepid producer Mark. He's in the hospital, and he's pretty seriously ill. We need him back, man. So
the golf courses need to be graced with his presence yet again.
They do. They do. I mean, he's got all this newfound ability. He's got to have a lot more time to use it, man. You know?
I mean, seriously, who else are you going to play with that's going to hit as many fairways as he is?
Mr. Straight down the middle all the time.
He is the original fairway finder.
Yep. So, again, if you would just be so kind as to keep him in your thoughts and your prayers or whatever it is you feel comfortable keeping him in.
How about all of them?
All of them. And we need them back
soon.
All
of the above.
All of the above. That is it. Grand Haven, Michigan. Not a bad trip. 5.5 hours door-to-door from Louisville, Kentucky. You know, we have said in this area, man, we are within 5 to 6 hours of most every place in the Midwest that you'd want to go, or the South. I get to Atlanta in 6.5 hours, get to Chicago in 5.5 hours. We can get to Virginia. We can get to St. Louis, Missouri. I mean, we can get to a lot of great golf courses or any other places you want to be.
I was going to say, you
in one tank of gas. In one tank of gas.
I know some pretty good golf courses up there.
Yeah. I've heard they have a few.
maybe that and some Cubs baseball. Other than that, you know, well, they got some really good Italian restaurants up there.
Yeah. And Greek restaurants too, if you're into Greek food. But
yeah, fresh pubs. All right.
Other than the Oompa. I'm not really sure I can do the Greek thing again. But we went to the Grand Haven, Michigan for the Folds of Honor. It's called the American Dunes Golf Course. And the story, in case you haven't heard it, I will reiterate it for you. It was a golf course that Lieutenant Colonel Rooney's family owned. It's a public golf course in Grand Haven. He was sitting after he got out of the Air Force. He was sitting, as he told us, in the room above the garage in his parents' home, thinking, what could he do with that golf course? Because he is the only F-18 fighter pilot / PGA professional in the world. You know? Makes you feel like a little underachiever, doesn't it, Jeff? Huh?
Did they make a big, long, straight par five where you could land a plane and
play golf? There's a 615-yard par five, yes.
There you go. I bet you that's a dual-purpose fairway runway.
I doubt it highly, man. I don't think – it's not even safe driving a golf cart on that fairway, man. But they – he called Jack Nicklaus, and Jack was telling the story this weekend up there that Dan started giving him a long laundry list of reasons why Jack should help him redesign this course for, you know, why they wanted to get the course ready, and all of the profits were going to go to Folds of Honor, and it was a wonderful cause. And Jack had to stop him mid-sentence, and he said, I said, Dan, stop it. I'm sold. I'm in. Let's do it. So 3 years later, here we are. It opened. And if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys, you're going to see, first off, a couple pictures. Took some pictures of Jack Nicklaus. Nancy Lopez was there. And the opening ceremonies on Sunday morning were so cool. Of course, they had some of the families. What Folds of Honor does is give educational scholarships to the children of fallen soldiers.
And that's really cool.
They had a lot of the families who have received those scholarships at the opening ceremonies, and they had them come out. There are three plaques on every tee box. There's one plaque that tells you the story of one of the fallen heroes. There's a plaque that tells you the story of one of Jack's major championships. And there's a plaque that has a Bible verse on it.
Wow.
Each of the 18 holes.
I assume you took pictures.
We have pictures. Again, facebook.com/golfguys. Pictures are there. We had the opening ceremony. Jack was going to make the ceremonial first shot, first tee shot. He was addressing the ball, and suddenly everything stopped, and there was five World War II vintage fighter planes. Did a flyby, flyover, with the smoke trailing.
Really?
Out. Oh, yeah. It was just so cool.
Oh, that had to be cool.
It was so cool. I've got video of that also. You can find it, facebook.com/golfguys. But then Jack took his shot. And I was very interested because Saturday afternoon, I had played that same hole. Jack hit from the same tee from which I hit. And I outdrove Jack Nicklaus.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, oh, sure, John, you outdrove an 83-year-old man.
Uh-huh.
Not the way I'm thinking of it, Jeff.
Of course not.
What I'm thinking is I outdrove the GOAT. I outdrove the greatest of all time. I outdrove the man who holds more PGA major championships than anybody in history. That's who I outdrove. The one and only Golden Bear, Mr. Jack Nicklaus.
Shall I be the pin to your bubble or shall I leave it alone?
You're going to leave it alone because I got the button to your microphone. And if I have to turn it off, I will. I am not above that.
All right.
But anyhow, it was a great time. It was a great time. And we were sorry that Intrepid producer Mark couldn't make it because he was looking forward to it so much from the time that we first got invited. And again, being in the hospital kind of put the kibosh on that. But we got up there. We got back. We had a great time. And it's just such a wonderful cause, man. The greens fees are going to be $150. For 18, if you're a civilian, $100 if you're a current or served current military or a veteran. And again, all.
So that is a really cool thing. Get to make a donation to the Folds of Honor.
Yeah, all right? Profits.
Knowing that that's where the proceeds are going.
They all go there.
Plus, you get to play a brand new Jack Nicklaus designed American Dunes golf course. Man,
yeah.
I'd go.
Yeah.
I'd pay that.
Yeah. Yep. And it's tough.
You know why you're supporting things, right?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. And it's just such a beautiful course. And the vistas are beautiful. They say they took out 1,400 trees. They say the chances used to be you hit it in the fairway or you lost it in the trees. That was how the course went. Now what happens is you hit it in the fairway or you're hitting out of the sand. Because once the trees went out, man, they found out there wasn't a whole lot of dirt underneath those trees. There's a whole lot of sand. I mean, you're only a mile from Lake Michigan, and it's rather beachy, you know? And we have pictures of that, too.
I tell you, the west coast of Michigan is just gorgeous, all up and down that coast.
Yep.
It really, truly is. Yeah. So
and next time, too,
I know that Grand Haven area.
Yeah.
You should go play it, go visit, go hang out there for a day or two.
Yep. And it's easy drive from most everywhere in the Midwest, and next time I go, I'm going to stop in Benton Harbor because I didn't realize you went past Benton Harbor before you got to Grand Haven. And there's a couple of golf courses in Benton Harbor I'd like to play too.
Yeah, Harbor Shores is strong.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, but do check it out.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/golfguys. All the pictures are there. And it's the American Dunes Golf Course in Grand Haven, Michigan. All proceeds go to – or all profits go to Folds of Honor. Beautiful course, well-maintained, and – You'll just love it. Hang out. We got more coming up. We are those weekend golf guys.
Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. We would love it if you were to go there and like us. We'd love it even more if you'd go there and follow us, facebook.com/golfguys.
You know, for a large portion of their lives, our better halves have been fantasizing about the perfect wedding ring. They know the C's, cut, clarity, carat, color. For us guys, choices are non-existent. Manly Bands is here to rescue you from an otherwise hellish band buying experience. Manly Bands offers your hand the freedom to look how you want it and just about every type of earthly material imaginable. They have some rings made from, you know, your basic silver, gold, platinum. They also have stuff like wood, dinosaur bone, and even meteorite. You know, the stuff that killed the dinosaurs. And that was just so cool. I couldn't help myself. I had to order one of those, man. And it is so great looking. Once you select your manly band, you can get it shipped to you free. Worldwide with a 30-day exchange policy and a free warranty. Now, there might be a 50% chance your marriage working out. There's a 100% chance that you're going to love your band. So to order your manly band and get 21% off, which is a large chunk of change, plus a free silicone ring, go to manlybands.com/golfguys. That's manlybands.com/golfguys for 21% off manly bands. The best damn rings. Period. You know, for a large portion of their lives, our better halves have been fantasizing about the perfect wedding ring. They know the C's, cut, clarity, carat, color. For us guys, choices are non-existent. Manly Bands is here to rescue you from an otherwise hellish band buying experience. Manly Bands offers your hand the freedom to look how you want it. And just about every type of earthly material imaginable. They have some rings made from, you know, your basic silver, gold, platinum. They also have stuff like wood, dinosaur bone, and even meteorite. You know, the stuff that killed the dinosaurs. And that was just so cool. I couldn't help myself. I had to order one of those, man. And it is so great looking. Once you select your manly band, you can get it shipped to you free. Worldwide with a 30-day exchange policy and a free warranty. Now, there might be a 50% chance your marriage working out. There's a 100% chance that you're going to love your band. So to order your manly band and get 21% off, which is a large chunk of change, plus a free silicone ring, go to manlybands.com/golfguys. That's manlybands.com/golfguys for 21% off manly bands. The best damn rings, period.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And it is us, those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. One of the things that you see, if you go to facebook.com/golfguys right now, you'll see a couple pictures of a couple of the holes from American Dunes Golf Course. One of the things that we were told from the first tee is that there's a lot of natural sand. He said, you can tell the bunkers because they have rakes on them. The natural sand, you're on your own. So you can look at the pictures of the course of the holes we have up on the Facebook page. And you will notice hole number 6, which was my favorite, is a gorgeous dogleg to the left par 5. It was a beautiful, beautiful hole. Tree-lined fairway, sand. Most people would look and go, wow, that's a lot of sand on this hole. And then you go to hole number 7, which basically is sand with patches of fairway in it between the tee and the green. So the chances of landing in the sand were pretty darn good. And the chances of getting out of the sand for, I think, most of us recreational golfers, we have problems with greenside bunkers to begin with, but you put a fairway bunker out there or just natural sand, and we have no idea what to do. So, Jeff, little quick fix time. What do we do?
The first question I have in this Sahara, as you described it, did you, this is a real live question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you lay down on it and do one of those snow angel things in the sand?
No, I have spent enough time at beaches to know how hard it is to get sand out of places that sand gets into when you do that kind of stuff. Okay.
Okay. I was just checking. I didn't know if you didn't want to be uninvited through the rest of the round. And escorted off the property. So let's think about most fairway bunkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that's an enclosed bunker. It's not that open thing that we like to call a waste bunker, right? Where right. you're allowed to ground your club and all, and that's usually firmer packed down. Let's talk about the one that's a little bit softer and it's enclosed kind of a thing where they actually bring machines in, smooth them out and fluff them up and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Most of the time on most good golf courses, you will find that those will be firmer and have a little less sand than the greenside ones.
Okay.
Most of the time, that's what you'll encounter because you got to propel a ball out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You do. Yeah.
So the first thing I do is I try to assess, try to play by the rules.
Try.
As often as possible. Yeah. I know. I know. I can see your lip quivering already. Going, well, calling me out on this already. But we try to play by the rules. And one of the things is we always like to do is find out how thick, soft, dense the sand really is. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a little bit more compact and compressed together, or maybe it's a little bit fluffy. So what do? How do we assess that situation? Well, first we take a little walk in the bunker, right?
Right.
And since we're not allowed to walk right, you know, can't go changing the lie of the ball. We're not allowed to touch the line of the swing.
Mm-hmm.
That's agreed. I'm sorry. we're not allowed to do that. So at least we'll pay attention to the little ridge that the ball created as it rolled into its place.
Okay.
So if it's a soft, thick ridge, so it's like the weight of the ball could carry it down a little bit, right? And lower it into the sand.
Mm-hmm.
We know that sand under the ball is soft. Make sense?
Yeah.
Right? Because the sand under your feet may not be quite so soft. Mm-hmm. You weigh a little bit more than a ball, so you'll compress it a little bit more, so you'll have a little bit more of a firmer stance.
Right.
But at least then you got an idea. Okay, so when my club comes plowing through here, if I happened to catch it just a little thick, just a little heavy, just a little bit behind it, that sand's really going to slow my club down, so I'm going to need more club. We're talking fairway wood, so we're talking distance to the green. Mm-hmm. We're talking softer sand, so we're talking a little bit of resistance to the club coming through. Not to mention there's probably a lip on the bunker somewhere nearby. So how do we get it out cleanly?
And quickly.
And up over a lip and out there far.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start plugging in hybrid and five wood into our brains right now.
Okay.
Why? Well, they got loft on the face.
Mm-hmm.
Help get you up over the bunker. They got a big wide sole plate that just doesn't dig right into the sand. Okay. So it helps kind of cruise across the top of the sand a little bit, right? And it's got a long shaft so you can swing it and it gets up a little club head speed. Let's think those clubs right away if you're not too close to the lip. Okay. If you are close to the lip, let's put the ball a bit more forward and see if we can catch it just a little later in the swing. Keep that face, making sure it's going up, not down.
Mm-hmm.
And let's clean pick that thing right off the top and see if we can launch it high, right? So let's pick a high lofted club. But let's say that you don't feel comfortable doing that. All right, let's go with, let's say there's a lip, John. Go get your 8-iron out. Go get your 9-iron out.
Mm-hmm.
And realize, hey, it's two clubs to get it to the green. Which two do I want?
The two easiest ones.
You know my theory on that.
The two easiest.
Easy on the first one and easy on the second one.
Yep.
So don't risk not getting out of that bunker. Don't risk not getting it up over that lip and banging it into the lip and trickling it out or running back down the face of the lip. And now you got it even closer and now you got one more stroke and now there's frustration.
Yeah.
I know you recognize that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's make
sure
that
it's almost like you were there, man.
You know, here's the funny part. The people that you play golf with, they have video cameras and they all send the stuff to me. So it's like I really was.
That's the last time I play with them then. Okay.
Right. But no, the point is that you got to know what you got to deal with, right? So you got to kind of assess your situation and choose the right club for the job. So once you've done that, now let's go firmly establish our feet in the sand. Now you've seen people and they do the little foot wiggle thing and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's understand if we get too low, we might hit it fat. So you see all that foot wiggling around, you see people do, you may not want to do quite as much.
Well, they
you
do
know,
the...
Instead of scooching sand away and lowering yourself in the fairway bunker, you may want to firmly place your feet on the sand and kind of press the sand down and somewhat get a real firm footing without getting too low.
Yeah, I mean, they do that so their feet don't slide when they swing.
They do that, but sometimes they do it so much, they're just going around there, wiggle, 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 push, 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 sand all. Next thing you know, they're 2 inches lower. Whoops. Now you better hold 2 inches lower on the club or you're going to be sticking in the sand, hit it fat in the fairway bunker and go, no, I thought I was doing the right stuff. You're like, whoa, wait a second. So let's understand, if that sand is really soft and squishy, you're going to have to figure out how to make it firm under your foot and get the right length of club so you don't hit thing fat.
Gotcha.
So how I do it, I'll go in there and I'll angle my back foot, my right foot, and I'll angle it so my knee kicks in and I'm somewhat digging in and pushing in on the inside edge of my right foot.
Okay.
That's the one I'm going to push on. So think of yourself as putting half a foot on a pitcher's mound and pushing off of that. I'm not allowed to scrape and push and do all these things to build myself a stance, but I am allowed to firmly take a stance. And who says that stance can't be on a little bit of an angle? Okay.
Well, if you don't say it has to be, then I'm going with you, buddy.
Yeah. The rules do not prohibit you from fairly taking a stance. They don't let you build a stance like, you know, you see those guys in there digging and digging and digging. It's like they want to get their club out and start digging that way. Now, let's talk about that one. Right? Yeah. That's a little much. And that one could be easily construed as you're building yourself a stance.
Right.
But you're allowed to fairly take a stable stance. I just happen to do mine where I happen to have my back foot, my right foot on an angle going down and inward. So it's like I'm on the inside edge of it.
That's
so
right.
That helps me push and it helps me not sink. So okay. I don't want to get too low and hit it fat. So that's how I hit it out of fairway bunkers. I'm taking the club that's going to essentially cruise along the top of the sand and not dig in too deep. I got the right length of shaft. I didn't lower myself too much. And I'm going to play that ball where the back of the ball is just behind the bottom of where I would normally start touching the sand. I got to hit ball first.
Right.
I got to.
Yeah.
Which means the club's coming in on a little steeper angle, which means I need some loft. Right. So that's why I steered you already toward in fairway bunker. Start thinking hybrid, start thinking five wood.
Mm-hmm.
You can adjust the length of the shaft to match the depth that you need, but we need some loft.
Should you hit it correctly? I mean, I know that's kind of a big if for most of us, but if the stance is right and the swing is right and the contact is right, will the ball go as far out of the bunker as it would off of a normal fairway lie with the same club?
It normally will not.
Okay.
Here's a couple of reasons why. So let's say, John, that you're playing on a dry fairway. It's not springtime. It's not raining all the time.
Right.
It's a dry fairway, and the fairways are kind of firm underfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when you make a swing, your feet are on the ground. They're pushing and helping you twist and turn and generate some force, right?
Right.
Well, the sand is soft, and it gives way underfoot.
So your power will not be the same.
Yeah. You're not even going to be able to generate the same amount of club head speed. So one of the reasons that when you're coached into playing fairway bunkers is to take a little bit more club is, number one, you don't have enough speed and strength that you do just 10 feet over where you hit the fairway.
Right.
Right? Won't be the same amount of energy. But second, your club might enter the sand a little bit and soften that up. So you need more club in the fairway bunkers. Right. Just not going to happen that way for you. And unless, of course, you get one in there that's sand's really hard packed, and then it won't give way so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have closer chance to hitting it about the same distance with the same club. But for the most part, take more club.
Yeah. And some might say just work hard at staying out of the bunkers in the fairway. But there are some.
Well, what you just described.
You can't.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You really need to learn how to hit out of sand if you're playing this course, because they don't call it American dunes for nothing, okay? Because dunes mean sand, and they got plenty of it. But again, that'll work for fairway bunkers on any golf course, really. So just take it to heart, and you might even want to get out there and purposely put yourself in a bunker just to see if you could get out, you know, just for grins, giggles, and practice sake.
Wait a minute.
Hurt. It hurt. I'm sorry.
I know. You said it. You were creeping awful close to saying it, and then I was going to get you about that, and then you said it.
I said it, and it hurt, and I'm going to have to take a break and recuperate. I'll be right back. Stick with us. We are those weekend golf guys. You know, nobody is perfect. Sometimes the best golfers, the guys that make all the money,
3-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/golfguys now. You see, with Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and the privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and, importantly, discreet. So get started. It's simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/golfguys and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/golfguys now and get $15 off your first month. Look, this is a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/golfguys. Get started now to save 15% on your first month of treatment. GetRoman.com/golfguys.
If you want a good cigar, you go to a good cigar shop. You want the best, you go to Famous Smoke Shop. Let us deliver your favorite cigars right to your doorstep at America's lowest price. Famous started out as a small shop in New York City. Now we're putting our 80 years experience in the business to work, making deals on the cigars you love, from wallet-friendly everyday smokes to high-end luxury cigars to mark a lifetime achievement. Let us show you what this exclusive Famous offer. Go to FamousSmoke.com and pick from more than 1,000 cigar brands, fresh and ready to ship from our client-controlled 24,000 square foot humidor. Then check out with the promo code 24U. That's 20FORYU, and we'll take $20 off your order of $99 or more. Every purchase you make is backed by our Famous freshness guarantee. Get real cigars from a real cigar shop and save $20 now with the promo code 24U. Ship direct to you from FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so again, go to Facebook.com/golfguys because we are those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. And the pictures from the party at American Dunes Golf Course grand opening, which we went to last weekend, was just, they're just phenomenal. And we learned a lot of lessons. Basically, intimidation, visual intimidation. Man, there are so many chances on this golf course to be not only – I mean, you look at some of the vistas are just, you just go, wow, man, this is beautiful. And then you put the ball on the tee and you step back and you go, wow, man, this is going to be hard. The intimidation factor is very high at some of those holes, man.
But, you know, you're saying something that a lot, you're voicing right now, you know, most of the time, John, you are truly the voice of the average golfer, right?
Yes, I am.
At this one second, you are absolutely the voice of many golfers in what you just said, the intimidation factor, mm-hmm. meaning that you did get intimidated by the course designer.
Yes.
Right? And the terrain. Instead of thinking what you just said, wow, this is beautiful, you changed. Your brain just said, yeah, it's pretty to look at. Oh boy, but now I can't play, right? I mean, you effectively went that road instead of going, dang, look at how cool this place is.
Right.
And let's go hit it there. Let's go see what I can do. You see that you got intimidated by a bunch of stuff. And this is what happens to most every golfer. So, I mean, it's terrific that you voiced that because everybody is that way at some degree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you're afraid of where your ball could go because your mind's in the wrong spot instead of saying, look at this cool place. I'm going to go hit it there.
Yeah.
You say, look at this beautiful place. Oh my God, it looks hard.
Yeah. How many places could I put it wrong? Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, people have that same feeling at one of my favorite golf courses in the country when they go to play there. And you've heard me mention this course many times on this program. And I think that we need to make a real live road trip and you and I get to go play and we get to take the big trip to this place because, and I think we need to have those Weekend Golf Guys special. I probably need to do a clinic and we do need a big outing and we need to do this. It's Tobacco Road.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes.
It is unbelievable because it is the most fun golf course I have ever played. Most people find it intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't go into it with the right attitude of, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. Look at this.
Right.
I got to hit it there.
Right.
Awesome. Let's do this. Instead, they're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, John, can I borrow a ball? Right. See, this is the thing that I think we need to conjure up. I think we need to get people with the right attitude to go play there and just have an absolute ball.
Yeah.
Because that track, like you're describing American Dunes, there's stuff there you're like, cool, look at where I get to hit it. And you'd be going, oh my God, I got to hit it there? I think not.
The number one handicap hole at American Dunes, number 14, is par 5, 641-yard par 5. From the tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have five sets of tees at every hole. And they have them backwards. Normally in a Jack Nicklaus design, it's the bare tees or the tips. But at this one, it's the jet tees are the tips. And the bare tees are the very forward tees. And they don't have dual tee markers. They have one tee marker. And it's in the middle or the wherever they put it, and you can drop within two club lengths of either side of that marker. But it's just right in the middle of the tee box. And we, of course, from
that's
the
pretty cool.
Yeah, from the tees we were playing, we were not playing it at 641 yards. It was like 552 or something. Which is still pretty long for us, right?
Yeah.
Hit a very nice drive. Right smack dab. By this time, I had grooved everything down, and my drives were going phenomenally well. I was hitting a lot of fairways. Nice little baby draw. It was cool. I hit a 3-wood, and my 3-wood got to about 169 yards from the green, according to the GPS unit.
Yeah.
But it was a downhill from there. I could not see the green. I didn't know where it was. But I did know it was 169 yards downhill. So I figured, what the heck, I'm doing it okay. So I took my 5-iron. I figured I'm not going to – because it was between clubs, 6 and a 5. And I'm just going to take my 5-iron, and I'm going to hit it nice and smooth. Not going to try to kill it. Just hit it. And I had one of those shots where you didn't feel it. You just heard the thwack, and you saw this thing fly high in the air and straight and just go. And I lost it, you know, went over the ridge and – it was like, I don't know where it landed, but it sure did feel good. Okay?
That's right.
My third shot. Where do you think it was? Pin high 12 feet to the right.
Really?
On the green, 12 feet from the pin, not 12 feet from the green. Yeah, 12 feet from the pin. Yeah.
Please tell me that you made the putt and sealed the deal.
What, are you crazy? That's another thing about American Dunes, man. I believe the stint meter said it was 14.2.
What?
They were fast.
Really?
They were fast. Very, very, very fast.
On the stint meter, and it wasn't a tour event?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you got a little taste of what the tour players play on.
Exactly. And I did this five times. Five different greens. My birdie putt skirted the hole, skirted the edge of the hole, maybe even to the point where it changed its direction a little bit as it got to the hole.
Uh-huh.
I had five tap-in pars, but did not make any of the birdie putts. It took me a couple holes to figure out, you know, how hard not to hit the ball.
Yeah.
But the thing about fast greens, man, is they are true. I mean, if you read it correctly, that's exactly where the ball is going to go. You don't get fooled. It doesn't grain. Bounce and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No grain, no skipping. Yeah. 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 That's good. That's beautiful.
Yeah. But
that's beautiful.
Again, man, just go to facebook.com/golfguys and just look at some of the pictures. That's the course is visually stunning. Really is. The only thing, though, there's something about, I don't know how it is in the summertime, but in the late spring, when you're less than a mile from Lake Michigan, where the first Sunday in May, the water temperature is very cold.
Yeah.
And you're on land that has retained heat. That kind of lends to what they call a strong wind. I don't think it would be possible to play that course without the wind blowing at a noticeable force. I mean, the wind was about 10 to 12 miles an hour when we were playing.
Well, it's good. You know, 10, 12 miles an hour. It's a nice little breeze.
Yeah. I had never played on a green, however, where the wind actually affected a putt. Because I always hear them talking about it on TV, about how the wind right. affects the putt. And I'm going, yeah, right. I've played in wind. It doesn't affect my – on those greens, yeah, it affected the putt.
When you're playing 14s, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get north of 11 on a stimp meter, and all of a sudden you start thinking about the wind if it's windy.
Yeah.
Because that's where it starts to affect things. You're like, that is that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the truth is, I was playing when you were there, I was doing a golf school here – and then on the Sunday, I was teaching up the Sagamore,
mm-hmm.
and it was windy up the Sagamore, and their greens up there run 12s.
Okay.
And on the putting green themselves, it was brutal because it was a little chilly. It's the highest point in the county, and we're out there on that putting green, and I'm working on people's face aim and working on 6-footers, and they ain't making them, and they're making great strokes,
mm-hmm.
and the wind's taking them offline. Yeah. Like, wow.
Yeah, I guess it has to be a combination of a semi-strong wind and very fast greens.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, like the greens most of us play, the wind is not going to affect that shot as it rolls.
No, you're playing nines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it takes a while to adapt to a 14 when you're used to playing nines, too. But
it does.
But they've got a great practice facility there. And,
you know, from what I can tell at your level of practice, I think it takes about 17 holes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about
something
right.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. Thought that's the, the road we're traveling down.
You say it like it's a bad thing. But I just cannot stop extolling the virtues. And it's not because they gave us free rounds on a $150 golf course. It's not just because of the organization that the golf course supports. And it's not just because of the people who are behind the golf course itself. It's because it is a great golf course in a great location. Oh, I got to tell you, man, you know, friend of the show, Randy? Who responds to Randy Friedland. Yeah. He calls in a bunch and responds to a lot on the Facebook stuff. He's one of the wingmen there. That's what they call they call the guys that work there. He works there a couple of days a week. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't realize.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get to see him. Randy, you're probably listening to the show. I'm sorry I missed you.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had a great dinner at I forget the name of the restaurant, but it was delicious. Absolutely. Ribs. I had ribs. You know, you leave the South and you go to Michigan and you have ribs. What was I thinking? But they were delicious. They were great. So
that's terrific.
Kudos to the restaurant. Kudos to the guys at the golf course. And this summer, especially if you get an opportunity, well, you know, you may be out of luck this summer because I believe that they're already booked through September for
at American Dunes.
Times at American Dunes. Yeah. Yeah. You can try. Just, you know, give them a holler. And see. And they're not on
that much in advance. That is crazy town right there.
Isn't it though? That just goes to show you the organization and the support that the people in this country have for that group and the guys who are behind it. I even got to see the Budweiser Clydesdales up close and personal, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Kid Those Rock. Are, got to see Kid Rock. He was there. You know, and it's pretty – Kid Rock is a fixture at the Kentucky Derby, which was the same weekend as last weekend. And, and when Kid Rock leaves, doesn't go to the Kentucky Derby, you know that he thinks where he is going is more important. And it's pretty cool he was there. I met Brett Baer from Fox News. In fact, we may have him on the show a little bit because he is an avid golfer. And he got to
play. Well, we
got to
do that.
Yeah, he got to play in the first foursome with Lieutenant Colonel Rooney and Jack Nicklaus. So –
That's pretty strong right there.
He's much better than we are, or at least I am. I would have been so intimidated. Listen, you want to play around with Jack Nicklaus? No, thank you. No. No. I don't
You're
even
kidding me.
I'm not even sure I could have made it with Nancy Lopez out there on the course. I'm not sure.
I would have done a lot to had I had the opportunity to actually play.
Well, yeah, you can pull it off, man.
Oh, I would do anything. I would be practicing and practicing and practicing. I'd be skipping out on golf lessons going, nope. I'm going to go play golf with one of the greatest players that's ever walked the face of the earth.
Yeah.
I'm going to play well that day.
Yep. You betcha. So anyhow, check them out. You got to go there. American Dunes, beautiful course. And Grand Haven, Michigan's a nice, cute little town. And I realized it was the first time in my life, except for a few stopovers at the airport in Detroit, that I had ever been to Michigan. So there's another state I can cross off on the list.
There you go.
We got
Michigan's a beautiful place in the summer.
A little bit more to talk about, and we'll be right back. Don't you move.
You want to see how great a golf instructor Jeff Smith really is? It's very easy. $5golfclub.com. The number $5golfclub.com.
Small businesses have always shown an incredible ability to adapt, to innovate, and survive. Even more so this past year. Now, another way you can adapt and grow is by finding the right people to help grow your business. And LinkedIn Jobs helps you do that for free. You can get started by posting your job for free to reach LinkedIn's network of 740 million professionals. There's got to be the right one in there somewhere. Just fill out targeting screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified candidates with the experience, with the skills, and the motivation that you need. Then simple filtering and management tools, you can easily review, rate, and hone in on your top candidates. LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person for your role right now. And your first job post is free. Just visit LinkedIn.com/golfguys. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/golfguys. LinkedIn.com/golfguys to post your first job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 321321. That's M-A-I-N to 321321.
And we are back, those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. He's about to run off to a golf lesson with the lovely and talented Ava, who has joined us for the final few moments. Ava, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm as good as can be expected. Maybe even a little better than expected. What are you going to learn today from Jeff? Anything important?
Probably just the same usual, helping out.
We're going to start with humility. That's what we're going to start with.
No, I think she's got that down, Jeff. and I don't think you're the one to teach humility. But what would be your second choice?
I read a book on it just last night.
Okay.
No, so Ava's one of my favorites. She's a big-time competitive golfer and kind of lives in the world of I'm going to go beat your brains in golf.
Ah, cool.
Which is different than the world that you live in, right, John?
It
you're
is.
A casual golfer, right?
Yes.
You don't go want to play, and you don't enjoy tournament golf and pressure and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But Ava thrives on it. It's her fun thing.
Yeah. Yeah. If I can't, if I can't drink, I'm not playing. That's, you know, yeah. Plain and simple. That's how it works.
I get it.
Although.
So Ava's been winning recently. It's been fun.
Cool.
Right? She's had a couple of trophies in the last couple of weeks, and her spring has gotten off to a very strong start. So it's, we're going to keep honing skills.
Is it
making sure attitudes are good?
Is it high school season? I can't.
She's not in high school yet, John.
She's what?
She's not even in high school yet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So the high schools are very heavily watching her, I would imagine. How many choices? How many choices of high schools do you have, Ava?
A lot.
Hold out for the highest bidder, lady. Start early.
Right.
ThoseWeekendGolfGuys.com. You have to go there. Facebook.com/golfguys. You have to go there. We're going to have the pictures up, both those places, of the weekend at American Dunes. And Ava, you want to have a real fun time, get somebody to drive you up to Grand Haven, Michigan, and play golf at American Dunes Golf Course. Jack Nicklaus just designed it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so. I actually kind of do want to play that.
Yeah. Yeah, look at the pictures and you'll really want to play it. You will really want to play it. Ava, continued good luck. Listen to this guy because he kind of knows what he's talking about.
Yes, so. I will.
All right.
Unfortunately, I have no choice.
I like her.
I know.
And Jeff, continue with the lessons in humility. It might catch on eventually.
It might.
Till next week, y'all. Find a golf course you love and go play some golf, huh?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.